one lone man trying to keep a place open for everyone. Housing is a human right.
This protester identified herself as Annie Anonymity and was among several rallying on behalf of a man scheduled to appear in Buffalo Housing Court Monday morning to battle an eviction order. Activists say he's the last holdout inside the Shoreline Apartments, scheduled for demolition this spring to make way for new apartment construction. Opponents of the project say longtime residents and families have been pushed out in the name of gentrification by public officials and by Northstar, the developer rebuilding the block. Buffalo School Board member Jennifer McCosey, who represents the West District, says some of her own family have been affected, and many kids in the Buffalo public school system face yet another obstacle when the future of their homes comes into question.
This is ridiculous, and the children are suffering as well as everybody else. Mm-hmm. But then the children become the reason that the Buffalo public schools aren't doing what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
So make up your minds. Do you want the best for the children in this district?
That's right.
I do.
Northstar Senior Vice President Linda Goodman declined to comment for broadcast, but told WBFO for the record, Northstar is not looking to gentrify, but is instead replacing outdated building stock with updated affordable housing. She added that the company has helped 200 other families move successfully and that the final tenant in question has been offered numerous opportunities for assistance at no cost to that person. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.